So I was thinking about how Gary talks about, I was starting to read Thank You Economy, and there's a line in it. This is a book from 2010, 9 years ago. And there is a passage early on in the book where he says something to the effect of, I'm not bullish on search. I think that social referrals will become the bigger thing. And, you know, today, 9 years later, you're actually seeing a lot more of that, where people are asking for recommendations on Facebook, Instagram. They're taking polls on their Instagram stories. And I can see what he means, but I'm thinking for my sales and the business that I'm in, audiovisual, commercial audiovisual, I think there will always be a place for search because of the nature of people, the people that are tasked with finding an audiovisual vendor. They've all grown up with search. It might happen that in 10 or 20 years, when the people who are, you know, growing up with social media now, that are native to it, when they become the executives that are making those decisions, they may have a different approach altogether. But for the next 10, 15, 20 years, search is a pretty safe place to be, depending on your industry. So when it comes to things like restaurants, I can see why asking your friends for referrals would be way more valuable than trying to search it yourself. There exist sites like Yelp. You know, you can find a trusted reviewer because they have high ratings as a reviewer and take their word for it, or you can trust a friend that you already know. And if they give you a recommendation, then you can trust that. So, yeah, I think it depends on the business that you're in. But if your business is IT-centric and the people who are making decisions are like me and that they think that they know better than anyone else, there are a few people, like, I wouldn't say it's a majority of people, but there are a lot of people, especially who are in executive positions, who think that their opinions, their beliefs are the reason why they're in the position that they're in. So they're going to trust their own judgment, which means they're going to trust their own research. And the word search is in research. Kids who go through university, who do their master's or MBAs, they're doing internet search to get where they're getting, to their position. So they're not going to all of a sudden stop and then start relying on their peers. Now, there may be actually a value in a social network like LinkedIn, but it's specific to industries. And you have like niches. Like when Facebook started, it was for universities. So depending on what school you went to, you joined that network, and then you could network with people within there. And then, you know, they added companies and so on and so forth. Now Facebook doesn't work that way. But it was a really smart idea. And that's what kind of got it off the ground in the beginning. But if you were to do something like that, like for LinkedIn, you can do company-wide, then you can do join the network for your industry, and there has to be a moderator that actually, you know, allows you in. That's the more challenging part, is how you moderate it. But if you had some sort of thing like that where there was a barrier to entry, even maybe, I know that all social networks are free, but maybe that it could be a barrier to entry, not so much to make money or revenue, but just as a way to make it so that not everyone can join, not everyone will join, right? So it becomes a premium service. Anyway, that's like a separate thing. But my main point was, I like to trust my own judgment research. While I'll gladly listen to people talk about what they believe, and I can understand their perspective and why they believe what they believe, I think that's important. I will still base my business decisions on what I think makes most sense, not what someone tells me. So while Gary, you know, may not be bullish on search, for my industry, for the near to somewhat distant future, search will be dominant. People are going to want to find out for themselves and research what vendors can do what. Now, referrals, I get a lot of business through referrals, right? But it doesn't require any marketing to do that. That's word of mouth from my clients. Of course, social media marketing can affect that, and LinkedIn content can affect that because I have a lot of clients on there. Building a brand definitely goes a long way. But I have never gotten a lead from that, and that's fine. It might happen one day. It might have happened that I got a lead through that and I never realized that it came through social media. That's entirely a possibility too, that we're just not tracking it and it's not really a way to track it. But yeah, there's always going to be a place for search when it comes to sales and marketing and generating leads. And I would not discount it, but I wouldn't place too much stock in SEO and spend too much money there, because you can, it's better to do it organically, I think. All right, thank you very much.